Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farmer, and this is Elite of the Week. With the new day and time of Dynamite this week, we're going to have a shorter, more condensed version of the show without the debate and discussion. But that said, if this is your first time watching Elite of the Week, this is what it is and how it works. We power rank the top 10 wrestlers of AEW Dynamite and list them here. But it doesn't stop there. We give points to each person based on their place on the list. First place gets 10 points, second gets 9 points, third gets 8 points, and so on and so forth. We keep track of the point totals, and at the end of the year, we're going to have a special edition of the power rankings, tallying up all of the points and declaring a true number one elite of the year. With that said, I want to thank everyone for watching and listening. If you could hit the like button, leave a comment, subscribe, and share, it would be greatly appreciated. But let's get to the list already. At number one, it's Hangman Adam Page. Came out to a thundering ovation and came out on top against a very game Joey Janela, who almost got the win with a top rope elbow drop. But the Hangman persevered, and as the blood gushed down his face, hit the buckshot lariat to win the match. But it was more than just a win that puts him up at number one this week. It was seeing through the veteran Taz's sneak attack game plan and getting in the face of the machine, getting him to bar his own team from ringside during their match at Double or Nothing. And that levels the playing field drastically for Adam Page when they have their match on Sunday at Double or Nothing. At number two, it's Orange Cassidy. Found himself in the eye of the hurricane as Pac, Kenny Omega, the Good Brothers, and the Lucha Brothers were all taking shots. And as usual, he stayed very zen until he was able to connect with a pair of orange punches, cleaning the clock of the AEW champion and the number one contender, and standing tall, holding the greatest prize in the game today. And while that would be about as good as it gets on its own, the timing puts him in pole position in a match that could see him not only hold the championship again, but do the unthinkable and become the AEW World Champion this Sunday at Double or Nothing. At number three, it's MJF. The man that sits atop the pinnacle has found a way to sink to new lows as he kidnapped the Iceman and put him in the 1005th hold, tying him to a goalpost and using him as live bait to lure the inner circle from their celebration and orchestrating an ambush like a Burberry flag saluting General Patton, making sure every last one of his enemies was broken, bloodied, and well below 100% just days before heading into the ultimate battlefield, Stadium Stampede 2. The best dressed this week goes to Hikaru Shida. There was a lot of contenders for best dressed this week, but the award goes to Hikaru Shida, celebrating a year as champion in a beautiful dress, but the bling is what made her stand out this week. The new women's championship title looks bigger, looks more shiny, and complemented that dress perfectly. At number four, we have Darby Allin. Lost the TNT title to a guy who is bigger and stronger. And now, this week, what does he do? He heads into Dynamite and he gets into a match with someone bigger and stronger and showed that he is every bit as capable as beating men like that as he is of beating anybody else on the roster. Not only that, but he got one up on Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky with a very cool move, having the fake Sting storm the ring and showed that head games go both ways. At number five, it's Britt Baker. She has become can't miss TV over the course of the past year with promos that deliver every single time. This week, however, it was the subtle way she compared herself to Stone Cold Steve Austin and the way she made the crowd dance like they had puppet strings singing along to DMD. At number six, it's Miro. This match started with the crowd heavily behind Miro, and he started his TNT title reign in dominant fashion, showcasing what has made him such an appealing wrestler for years now, silencing those that ever questioned his move to AEW or the trajectory of his career since arriving, and leaving only his supporters to chant into the night air, "Miro's gonna kill you." This week's dud of the week. Unfortunately, I hate to give the dud award, but sometimes Dynamite just doesn't go off. And if we're gonna rank everyone 1 through 10, there's got to be someone at the end of the list, and they are the dud of the week. This week, the dud of the week is Dean Malenko. I'm a fan of the Iceman and hate putting him here, but he got kidnapped, tied up, and his former rival turned friend Chris Jericho's team got caught in a trap. It's not a good day for the man with the eyes of ice this time around. At number seven, it's Lance Archer. This week, the Murder Hawk Monster didn't just have strong words for the TNT champion. He went down to the ring and got the better of him. No one has ever taken the fight to Miro the way Lance Archer did, and for him to have the upper hand after all was said and done is a huge feat we need to stop and appreciate for the moment, and it's a big enough thing to get Lance Archer in the top 10 this week. At number 8, it's Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. "You expect us to come down there in our fancies?" is such a good line. I expect to hear the phrase "fancies" used again and again and again, and I'm here for it. While the line was great, the reason these two are ranked high on this list is because of how smart they were. They verbally berated both Sting and Darby Allin, and instead of rushing into anything, they waited until the wingmen attacked and then joined the beatdown to pick the bones of their fallen prey before the Dark Order arrived to stop them. At number 9, it's the Dark Order's Stu Grayson and Evil Uno. The OGs of the Dark Order are back on Dynamite, and even though they came up short, really reminded a lot of us of just how good they are in the ring. They've teamed together for years, and it showed with their ability to work together seamlessly and pulling off both fast-paced offense and great displays of power. This team could easily find itself in the tag team title hunt once again very soon. At number 10, it's Santana. During an Inner Circle celebration with all the star power in the ring, it was Santana that spoke first, and it was great he did. He hit the mark on every level with the word choice, the talk of the history of the faction, and his overall heart that he put into this. Every time he's had an opportunity, he's delivered. And by the way, shout out to Ortiz, who has also delivered, but this week it was Santana doing the majority of the talking. Whatever happens Sunday, I hope we get a mic in Santana's hands more often, as well as him in the ring more often as well. This is the Farmer's Market pick. The Farmer's Market is where I tell you who was on AEW Dark or Elevation that if they were a stock, you should invest in now because it's about to go up. And this week, that pick is Rocky Romero. This is a little bit of a cheat, as Rocky's been around for a long time and has done a lot of stuff in a lot of places, but it's his first go-round with AEW, so I'm gonna count it. This guy has style with the eye patch and the entrance gear, has the talent, has won titles at Ring of Honor, New Japan, CMLL, and the United Wrestling Network. He did a fantastic job in his match with J.D. Drake and managed to pull out a big win. And when the wingman showed up to try to spoil all the fun, the best friends and Rocky's former partner Trent came out to save him. And that tells me if you're going to invest in a wrestler, you probably should invest in Rocky Romero right now. That does it for the Elite of the Week this week. Make sure to follow it on social media at Elite of the Week. You can also follow me on social media at Real Jack Farmer. We typically do the show live after AEW Dynamite airs at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific time. It's live, so you can join us on YouTube and give your thoughts. You can also check the show out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as Twitch. So do us a favor, follow the show. If you watched, thank you so much for sticking around. My name's Jack Farmer, and until next week, do your best and be yourself.